The Tefillah of Baruch She'amar. The Bracha of Baruch She'amar contains the foundations of Torah Yisrael and is recited as an introduction to Psukei Dezimra. Essentially, it explains the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of Hayah, Hayveh, V'Yihyeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed before all creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world a yesh me'ayin. He created the world al yidei dibur ba'alma, with only the spoken word, Baruch oimer v'oiseh. Hashem is here presently. He is hoiveh. Hashem will always be here. He is the Yihyeh. Rashi in Parshas Bereishis quotes the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that through the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire world was created on the first day. However, Hashem decided to make each aspect of creation visible in its proper day. The Tur in Shulchan Aruch states concerning Baruch She'amar, Tzarich l'amroi b'nigun uvin ima, ki hu shir no'ev v'nechmod. One should say Baruch She'amar with a pleasant tune, since it is a beautiful song of praise to Hashem. The Taz states, V'shevach ze tiknuhu anshei Knesset Hagadola al yidei piska dinafal min shemaya umetzauhu kasuv boi. V'yesh boi pei zayin tevois v'kiblu la'amroi mu'umad. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, approximately 2,400 years ago, transcribed this tefillah from a script that fell from Shamayim. The tefillah contains 87 words, which is equal to the numerical value of the word puz, finest gold. This alludes to the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Roishoi Kesem Puz. His opening words were the finest gold. Therefore, these 87 words are an introduction to Psukei Dezimra. One should stand and hold his front two tzitzis during Baruch She'amar and kiss them upon concluding the tefillah. One of the most striking differences between Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz concerns the structure of Psukei Dezimra. According to Nusach Sfard, Hoidu is recited first and Baruch She'amar is said afterwards. According to Nusach Ashkenaz, Psukei Dezimra starts with Baruch She'amar and continues with Hoidu. The first part of Hoidu was said for the first time when the Oren was brought to Yerushalayim by David HaMelech. These psukim are taken from Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perek Tezayin. According to the Seder Olam, a historical medrash, the psukim from the beginning of Hoidu were said in accompaniment to the Tamid Shel Shachar, the morning sacrifice offered each day. Other psukim accompanied the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon sacrifice. The Beis Yosef notes that Hoidu contains 10 expressions of thanks corresponding to the Eser Makos visited upon Mitzrayim and the 10 Nisim performed for the Bnei Yisrael on the Red Sea. Baruch She'amar introduces the theme of praise and thanks which runs through all of Psukei Dezimra. Baruch She'amar is first mentioned by the Rosh and Rif in Masechtas Brachos. V'sakinu rabbonon l'meimor b'rocha mekaimayhu uv'rocha mibasrayhu umanihu Baruch She'amar v'yishtabach. When the Rif wrote his halachos, Psukei Dezimra began with Baruch She'amar. The reason why Nusach Sfard begins with Hoidu is that since the psukim of Hoidu were said in conjunction with the offering of the Karbonis, therefore they should be said as closely as possible with the Karbonis of Shachar. Nusach Ashkenaz, on the other hand, puts Hoidu closer to the rest of Psukei Dezimra, since both consist of Shevach Vahido Lashem. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Igros Moshe that since Hoidu is part of Shirei David, it is said along with the rest of Psukei Dezimra after Baruch Sheomar. The Tur in Or HaChaim Nun Aleph follows the Shita of Nusach Ashkenaz by saying Baruch Sheomar first. However, the Talmud Yerushalmi in Erevin Chavav states, Afal pi shesholachnu lochem seder hatfilois, al tishanu miminhag avoiseichem. Although we have sent to you the order of tefillos, do not deviate from the custom of your forefathers. The second part of this tape is the proper reading of Baruch Sheomar, following the rules of Mil'el and Mil'ra. A brief explanation will accompany many of the words to enable you to have an overview of the concepts of Dikduk. Other tapes will be designated for more in-depth study of these concepts. Baruch Sheomar V'hoya Ha'olam. The word Baruch, the stress is on the Reish. Any word that is a verb or in the Tzura of a verb, the general rule is that the stress will be on the middle root letter, which is called the Ayin HaPoyal. Since the Shorish is Beis Reish Chof, the middle root letter is Reish, therefore the stress is Baruch and not Baruch. Baruch Sheomar, the stress is on the Mem. The Shorish is Aleph Mem Reish, the middle root letter is Mem. Therefore, it follows the general rule of the stress being on the middle root letter. Baruch Sheomar V'hoya Ho'olam V'hoya, the stress is on the Yud. The Shorish is Hey Yud Hey. Yud is the middle root letter. Baruch Hu Baruch Oisev Reishis. There is another Shita that says Baruch Oisei Veracious. Under the sin, there can be either a segol or a tzere. Reb Shapsi Sofer in his Sefer prefers I say veracious, since it is a nismach to the next word, just like I say fella, mi chamoicha bo elim Hashem, mi chamoicha ne'ador ba'kodesh, noiros hilois, I say fella. I say veracious. The word is veracious, not beracious. The vase loses its dagesh because the previous word ends with a hey. And very briefly, we know that beget kefes at the beginning of a word generally gets a dagesh. However, it can lose that dagesh kal if the previous word ends with an aleph, hey, Vav or a Yud or a Ta or a Ha or a Ha ending. And of course the two words must be connected in Trop. Baruch Oimer V'Oiseh. This one certainly is V'Oiseh with a Segal, since it is not being attached to another word like Oisei V'Reishis. Baruch Goizer Umkayim. Goizer, the Shorish is Gimel Zayin Reish. Zayin is the middle root letter. Umkayim, the Shorish is Kuf Yud Mem. Yud is the middle root letter. The word Umkayim, this is a sensitive topic because we have to know whether the Shva under the Mem is a Shva No or a Shva Noch. Very briefly, Shvano will have the stronger sound, Shvanoch will have the weaker sound. We know that there are five basic rules of Shvano. Rishon, When a shva appears at the beginning of a word, like shema, it will be a shvana. We know the rule of sheni. If we have a word like tishmiru, where there are two consecutive shvaim in the middle of a word, then the sheni, the second one, will be a shvana. We know the third rule, yimel, stands for gedayla. A shva after a tenua gedayla will be a shvana. We know the tenuais gedaylais. If we remember, pitu chei chaisam, a chirik with a yud after it, a shurik, a tsere, chaylam, and kamet gadol. After a tenua gedayla, we will have a shvana. The fourth rule is Dalid Degusha. If we have a letter that has a shva, and the letter also has a dogesh in it, it will be a shvana. And hey, hadoimais, similar letters. An example, hinnini. Since the first nun has a shva under it, and the next letter also has a nun, they are similar letters, the rule states that although it is after a tenua katana, which is under the hay, nevertheless it will be hinnini a shvana. The question arises in this word, umkayim. How do we classify u? Is that a tenua gedayla or a tenua katana? The shita of the rishonim, the shita of the gra, is the shita that u, although it appears to be a shurik, we do not treat it as a shurik in terms of the rule of shvana. We consider it as though it is a tenua katana, because u really should have been v. It could not be v because the mem already has a shva under it, and we cannot begin a word with two shvaim. So therefore, it became u. So since this is not really a true shurik, a true tenua gedayla, therefore, the Rishonim and the Gra, which is often quoted, would say the word is kayem. The mem would be a shvanach. However, there is the Shitas HaRazah, Reb Shloiman Zalman Henna, who was mechadesh the concept of tenua kala, and he wrote in his sefer that the word would be pronounced kayem, and we treat this u as though it would be a tenua gedayla. However, the prevailing shita is the shita sarishonim, the shita sagra, and these type of words we make it a shvanach, kayem. Baruch mirachem al ha'oretz. Mirachem, the stress is on the ches, because that is the middle root letter. Ha'oretz, the stress is on the aleph. The word originally is Eretz, and we know that there's a rule of Segoilim. If you have the last two syllables, Segol, Segol, and Noch Nireh, it would be Mil'el, like Beged, Tzedek. So Eretz is at the end of a pasuk or at a mafsik, is changed to a comet. Instead of Eretz, it becomes Oretz, and the stress remains on the Aleph. Baruch Mirachem al Habiriyois. Habiriyois. The stress is at the end of the word Milara. Milara means the end of the word, the last syllable. Words in plural which end with vav saf signifies plural nekeva, and therefore the stress is always on that last syllable. Habiriyos, the shva under the bays is a shva no, since it has a dogesh in it and follows the rule of degusha. Habiriyos. Baruch mishalem sachar toiv li re'ov. Mishalem, the stress is on the lamed. The lamed is the middle root letter. Sachar. Sachar is milra. The stress is on the last syllable, since the general rule of pa'ol, which means if the last two syllables of a word have a komatz gadol, and a noch nir'eh, it will be milra. Sachar, gamol, hador, all these words in this category, words will be milra. Baruch mishalem sachar toiv li re'ov. Baruch chai lo'ad, v'kayom lo'netzach. Baruch poideh umatzil. Baruch shemoi, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, hakel of horachamon, hamahulol b'fe amoi, or b'fi amoi. There are two shitas. The shita of b'fe is that b'fe has a numerical value of 87, as we had mentioned earlier, and alludes to the number of words in this tefillah. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah favor the usage of this word. However, others hold that the word should be b'fi, which has the same meaning and is the preferred grammatical form. Mishubach fayar bilshain chasidav va'avodav uv shirei David avdecha. This is an example of the rule of Sheini. Avdecha, the Dalet has a shvona. Nahalelcha, Hashem Elokeinu, Bishvachois, Uviz Mirois, Unagadelcha, Unshabechacha, Unfoercha, Vinazkir, Shemecha, Vinamlichicha, Malkeinu, Elokeinu, Yochid, Chei Ha'oilamim. Others say Chai Ha'oilamim. There are two mischois. Melech, Meshubach, Fayar, Adei Ad Shemoi Hagodol, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mehulol, Batish Bachois.